To his most esteemed and gracious lord, Tommen, the first of his name, King of the Andals and the Rhoynar and the First Men, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm, Yandel, humble Maester of the Citadel, wishes thousandfold prosperity, now and forever, and wisdom unmatched.
Preface. It is said with truth that every building is constructed stone by stone, and the same may be said of knowledge, extracted and compiled by many learned men, each of whom builds upon the works of those who preceded him. What one of them does not know is known to another, and little remains truly unknown if one seeks far enough. Now I, Maester Yendel, take my turn as mason, curving what I know to place one more stone in the great bastion of knowledge that has been built over the centuries, both within and without the confines of the citadel. A bastion raised by countless hands that came before, and which will, no doubt, continue to rise with the aid of countless hands yet to come. I was a foundling from my birth in the 10th year of the reign of the last Targaryen king, left on a morning in an empty stall in the scribe's hearth, where acolytes practiced the art of letters for those who had need. The course of my life was set that day, when I was found by an acolyte who took me to the seneschal of that year, Archmaester Edgeron. Edgeron, whose ring and rod and mask were silver, looked upon my squalling face and announced that I might prove of use. When first told this as a boy, I took it to mean he foresaw my destiny as a maester. Only much later did I come to learn from Archmaester Ebrose that Edgeron was writing a treatise on the swaddling of infants and wished to test certain theories. But inauspicious as that may seem, the result was that I was given to the care of servants and received the occasional attention of maesters. I was raised as a servant myself amongst the halls and chambers and libraries, but I was given the gift of letters by Archmaester Walgrave. Thus did I come to know and love the citadel and the knights of the mind, who guarded its precious wisdom. I desired nothing more than to become one of them, to read of far places and long-dead men, to gaze at the stars and measure the passing of the seasons. And so I did. I forged the first link in my chain at 3 and 10, and other links followed. I completed my chain and took my oaths in the 9th year of the reign of King Robert, the first of his name, and found myself blessed to continue at the citadel to serve the archmaesters and aid them in all that they did. It was a great honor, but my greatest desire was to create a work of mine own, a work that humble but lettered men might read, and read to their wives and children, so that they would learn of things both good and wicked, just and unjust, great and small, and grow wiser as I had grown wiser amidst the learning of the citadel. And so I set myself to work once more at my forge, to make new and notable matter around the masterworks of the long-dead maesters who came before me. What follows herein sprang from that desire, a history of deeds gallant and wicked, peoples familiar and strange, and lands near and far. Ancient History. The Dawn Age. There are none who can say with certain knowledge when the world began. Yet this has not stopped many maesters and learned men from seeking the answer. Is it 40,000 years old, as some hold, or perhaps a number as large as 500,000, or even more? It is not written in any book that we know. For in the first age of the world, the Dawn Age, men were not